It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Dee Snider. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's just really exciting to be coming out of this whole COVID fog, for lack of a better word, and to be coming out with new music that I'm really excited about. You know, I mean, I wasn't expecting to make a new record, but in 2020, I realized I had to.
And here we are, and what a great record it is. The new record is called Leave a Scar. And let's talk about For the Love of Metal. It covered new ground for you. What has the overall experience of making that album enabled you to do now with the new one, Leave a Scar?
You know, in 1990s, after Widowmaker, I walked away from music in the sense of making new music. I didn't feel there was a place for me. I feel that I overstayed my welcome. And this may not have been true, but this is how I felt. You know what I mean? I felt, and I went and got into movies and TV and voiceover and radio. As you know, I started doing all kinds of things. And then when I got back to music, it was, you know, playing oldies, Twisted Sister stuff. And that was great and fun. But I still didn't think there was a place for me. Jamie Josta, to his undying debt that I owe him, challenged me and said, no, there is a place for you. And I can help you find it. And with the love of metal and with the community, you know, Mark Morton, Lamb of God, Howard Jones, Alyssa White Glues, I mean, people from Disturbed, Ollie from All the Remains, may he rest in peace, all these people contributing, Joel from Toxic Holocaust, to the record and helping Dee Snider, you know, come out of the woods and find his place in the community again. They helped me. But now, I knew what I had to do. I knew the team I needed to work with. I had my band, Jamie, Charlie, and we went in there and we got down to business. So really, you know, For Love Metal opened that door, and now that I'm in, I'm not leaving.
Dee Snider with us. His new record, Leave a Scar, is out now. Here's a tune from the record, I Gotta Rock. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us. We're talking about the new record, Leave a Scar. And Dee, many people remember you as an 80s icon with Twisted Sister. What aspects of that legacy are important when it comes to making new music as a contemporary artist?
You know, it's great to have a legacy, and I'll always be proud of that, but it also presents a burden. It's very tough to break away and to get people to accept you doing something different. You know, and this is something I'm trying to do, and I've been trying to do, and so I'm blessed to finally be able to do that. As far as what about the past, you know, do I bring with me? You know what? The only thing I wish I could bring was spandex, because it's the only thing I miss from the 80s. But it's fantastic. You really move in that stuff. And everybody knows where you're at. You know, I mean, there's no secrets with spandex.
That's true. That is true.
It's no secret. But, you know, I really didn't look to bring anything with me as much as my passion and love that I've always had for heavy metal. And we got pigeonholed, we got typecast, we got whatever you want to call it, and people said this, oh, you're this, you're hair metal or whatever, you know, and it's better than not ever having any place. But at the same time, it was a bit of a frustration, because I've always championed metal in all its forms, and I continue to.
Dee Snider with us. We're celebrating the release of his new record, Leave a Scar, which is out now. He's going to be picking music here in a bit. We also got tunes from Pantera, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, the producer of Leave a Scar, and of course, more with Dee. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us. We are celebrating the release of his new record, Leave a Scar. And metal speaks to the exuberance, frustration, and alienation of youth. What does metal convey differently to wisdom of age and life experience?
You know, people always have issues, problems, frustrations, depression, sadness, heartbreak. It's ongoing. The only thing my dad, the 90-year-old wise old man, said, the only thing constant is change. And with those changes comes a lot of dark emotions. So people have a need for an outlet. Sadly, many of the older fans don't grow with the times, and they stay stuck in their glory days era, you know, listening to the soundtrack of their lives. And I think they're missing out, because there's so much powerful, great, exciting, there's so many powerful, great, exciting new things happening right now. It could bring so much to their lives. So the one thing, though, that I realized, though, I'm blessed. I mean, I've worked my way through a lot of things, but I have a job. I need to be that voice for those who are voiceless. Just because I'm made it through to the other side and I'm happy and well-adjusted doesn't mean that there are people out there who don't need Dee Snider to scream loudly for them.
Dee Snider with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. His new record, Leave a Scar, is out now. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Black Sabbath, Motorhead. We'll check out a new tune from We Came as Romans and more with Dee Snider right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us on the show this week. We're talking about his new solo record, Leave a Scar. Dee, despite thinking that your final show had been performed, you have since realized that you're not done at all. What made you reconsider performing live, particularly after a year when nobody was able to be on stage?
You know, in 2019, I told my family, I told my band, I told my friends and my business associates that I was done. And I really thought I was. And I didn't announce it publicly because I think that's kind of BS. Anyway, just making the big announcement. But I mean, I really did. I actually signed and mailed the shoes I've been wearing on stage for 20 years to my number one fan, Keith Whalen, in Canada. I said, Keith, put these in your man cave. I'm done. Now I just sent them an email. Can I get my shoes back? You know, something about COVID dictating to me that I couldn't play. The idea that I decided I was not done playing was one thing, but when I said, oh, well, yeah, you can't play anyway, I found this rebellious thing welling up in me, like, what do you mean I can't play? I mean, I decide when I can't play. You don't tell me I can't play. And that just sort of started this sort of this domino effect that led to I Want to Rock Again, which is that statement that, you know, in the first song, and in me saying, yeah, I got something to say. Hey, Dre, I got something to say, as Ice Cube famously said. But anyway, yeah, I just can't be told when I'm done. And I felt like COVID was telling me.
Dee Snider with us. Leave a Scar. His new record is out now. Quick break coming up next. A new tune from Beartooth, plus we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Dee Snider. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us. Leave a Scar is the new record. And Dee, singer, songwriter, screenwriter, author, radio host, TV personality, you're always creatively engaged. That deep-seated creative compulsion is a manifestation of what inner need?
Okay. I'd like to say it was divine inspiration. But as I've tried to tell people, post the demise of Twisted Sister, everything's been 10% inspiration and 90% desperation. I got knocked on my ass at the end of Twisted Sister. I never expected it to end. I didn't expect the money to run out. I didn't expect the music scene to change. And I didn't expect to be shown the door, which I was. But then again, just like COVID, if you tell me I've got to leave, yeah, I'm not going to leave. So I just started finding whatever creative outlet I could to continue to be able to express myself and have creative outlets, you know, that's redundant, but that's what it came down to. I just needed to do something, and I just started trying anything and everything I could.
Dee Snider with us. Pick up his new record, Leave a Scar. Dee, it's always great to catch up with you, and looking forward to seeing you again real soon.
You know, Jackie, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for the support. And, you know, like me, you are a champion of the metal community. I've been a supporter of metal since its inception. I always felt we were stronger together than we are fighting amongst ourselves over what's true metal, you know. And I'm hoping Leave a Scar kind of rides that line that has a broader appeal, introduces some old fans to some new sound, and new fans to Dee Snider.
Awesome. Well, wish you the best of luck with this record. And thanks again, Dee.
Next time, in the studio.
Absolutely. Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.